From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Israeli news reports say Prime Minister Ariel Sharon plans to pull troops out of a huge refugee camp in Gaza. Israel's offensive there is in its third week. At least 100 Palestinians have been killed and over 400 wounded. The incursion into the Jabalia refugee camp was aimed at halting Palestinian rocket attacks on nearby Israeli towns. Jabalia is where the first uprising against Israeli occupation, or Intifada, erupted in 1987. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on how residents of Gaza view their second Intifada, now in its fifth year.
For Palestinians, the price of 4 years of fighting with Israel has been disproportionate. This year, for every Israeli killed, five Palestinians have died. It's a trend borne out in Israel's current operation in northern Gaza, where daily funerals are a mixture of militancy and mourning. Some 100 Palestinians have perished. The Israeli army reports that one of its soldiers has been killed. Since the second Intifada erupted in September 2000, approximately 1,000 Israelis have lost their lives. 3,000 Palestinians have been killed. The unequal losses reflect the unequal strength of the two sides. The Palestinians deploy street fighters, suicide bombers, and crude Qassam rockets. Israel deploys tanks, helicopter gunships, and warplanes. Gaza surgeons say the nature of the casualties in the past 2 weeks has been appalling. Men decapitated, boys blown to bits, a bullet lodged in the brain of a teenage girl. Samaya Filfel lies in a hospital bed connected to an IV drip. She says she had been serving her children tea to calm them from the noise of Israeli bulldozers ripping up their land outside. Suddenly, she says, Israeli troops opened fire at their house, wounding her husband and all nine of their children, one of them gravely. Samaya's voice is barely audible in the crowded hospital room, but her message is clear. I wish that an Israeli family would suffer the same fate as mine, she says. Outside in this impoverished place, militancy is on display. An anti-tank rocket sits atop a cart, camouflaged with a blanket. An Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade gunman sporting a Nike cap and an AK-47 patrols the streets. I'll resist, he says, as long as the Israelis destroy Palestinian homes. The 22-year-old militant named Mohammed says the Intifada will not end, even if the Israelis evacuate Gaza entirely. We're looking forward to the Israelis withdrawing from all of the West Bank and Jerusalem. If a Palestinian is harmed in the West Bank, he says, I am harmed here in Gaza. The gunman then lifts his shirt, exposing a mass of scars from years of fighting Israelis. Does he think he'll survive this latest incursion, he's asked? It's God who will decide, he says, adding, we are all looking forward to martyrdom. Glorifying death, according to psychiatrist Iyad Sarraj, has been one of the most damaging effects of the Intifada. The doctor and human rights advocate says that the psychology of the people has changed, with many younger Palestinians instinctively prepared to sacrifice their lives.
The suicide bombing, in one word, is defying defeat. And the principle behind it is that it is better to die in dignity rather than to live in humiliation and shame.
Sarraj says the Intifada has been a disaster from the start. Unchecked, it's produced not only a cult of death, but also vigilantism, revenge killings, and a frayed social fabric.
There is now serious problem with conducting ourselves internally. There are so many militias, so many mafiosis, and so many security officers, and so many arms, and there's no law and order.
And says Sarraj, the Palestinians have lost the sympathy of the world community. He says the militants' tactic of blowing up civilians riding in Israeli buses has seen to that.
Tragically and stupidly, the Palestinians have linked themselves to Osama bin Laden and the international terror. So Bush and Sharon will have a free field to say we are combating terror. And look, it is not only Taliban in Pakistan or Afghanistan, it is also Palestinians killing civilians, and they have all the justification.
But Gaza's elder statesman, Haider Abdel Shafi, says the spirit of the Intifada must be seen as what he calls a sincere expression of the masses.
That we are under terrible aggression by the Israelis, and that there is no way for us except to fight. This is the spirit of the Intifada.
But Abdel Shafi calls the tactics of suicide bombings and Qassam rockets stupid, and says they represent the failure of the Palestinian leadership to rein in the militants and create a national unity government. He says Yasser Arafat could have done it, but that the Palestinian leader has shown more concern for his own political survival.
I'm sorry to say that we are dedicating much of our potential to personal, familial, and factional interests, and that's our main failure.
Palestinian diplomat Mahmoud Ajrami says there is only one way to subdue the radical elements prolonging the Intifada.
If a settlement were offered to the Palestinians, we will isolate that tendency. Give us a settlement, a real just compromise, you know, and all these radicals will be isolated in the corner and they will diminish.
PLO Executive Committee member Zakaria Al-Aga agrees, but says Israel has done nothing to improve prospects for peace and a Palestinian state. He says Palestinians don't desire to continue fighting, but says the circumstances compel them to.
We are obliged. Our people is not willing to surrender, but we are willing to stop if the Israelis stopped. This is something just.
Dr. Iyad Siraj fears a further hardening of the resistance. Militants he sees tell him of their desire to use chemical weapons. And he worries, too, that the high-stakes life and death struggle of the Intifada has become addictive for those who have survived it.
And when you have the thrill once, you want to repeat it.
Back at Gaza's main hospital, surgeon Jamal Saka says he sees no let-up in the Intifada. A drawing of resistance fighters sits beside his desk. A gift from militants, he says, for saving their lives. Outside, a Palestinian uses a bullhorn to announce the death of another militant.
But you expect from people who feel poverty, who lost their children, lost their brothers or fathers. What do you expect from them who are losing everything?
They prefer to die, he says, than to live such a life. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Gaza.